the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. And we observe economics, but it's fun to also observe the politicians who deliver the economic messages. Right now, labor is in ascendance. At the same time, there's a controversy growing. So we'll attend to that first and then come back to learning about Red Rayner. The controversy is there's an event in June at a very famous library in London, attended by the celebrity Derek Jacobi, from my understanding, and literary critics, where an American, a young American named Winkler, is going to present the case, or something of the case, that Shakespeare does not only have a thousand faces, the Duke of Oxford, for example, but was also female. Joe, this is wonderful. I read the piece immediately. Is this a sensation in London, or is it just us old fuddy-duddies who've been entertained for decades because Monty Python says that Shakespeare is a suburban couple? Are you entertained, Joe?
I think it's kind of entertaining. And remember, London loves nothing so much as a good Shakespeare scandal. And it's been a while since we had a bit of an uproar about who wrote Shakespeare's plays. Usually, London is in the middle of some uproar or other about how they are being produced or who is starring in them or directing them. So, the flare-up of another authorship controversy makes a refreshing change from the usual around here.
We go now to labor then. I'll wait for the event because it'll be spectacular. There's even protest already. Good heavens. The spectacular is a young woman named Rayner. They call her Red Rayner, and not because of her wardrobe, but because for reasons that are hard for me to understand at this distance, she's associated with the working class, being a product of the working class. She did not go to Oxford or Cambridge. In fact, I don't know that she has a university education. And she's very close and works very well with Keir Starmer, who looks more like a Tory lord to me than he does a member of the working class. Who is she? What do we need to know about her, anticipating her in power soon enough, Joe?
So Angela Rayner is a prominent figure in the Labour Party. She's kind of the rising younger generation that has now been taking the lead in the party. She is, from much more of the left wing of the party, and is kind of their bridge to working class traditional Labour, voters, blue collar voters. The party is really desperate to win back after they lost a lot of those voters in the 2019 election. The problem is she's currently embroiled in a tax dispute because there's an issue about whether she paid all of the capital gains tax that was due when she sold a property some years ago. And, she has certainly denied any wrongdoing and stated that she paid all of the tax that she owed. Her party is supporting her right now. But I think that this is an example of how kind of Labour will be vulnerable to this sort of scandal. The more attention people will be paying to them, the closer we get to the election. So, I mean, is this going to change the fact that right now Labour is very likely to win the next election? Probably not, but it is an example of how they will potentially come into power with some of these normal questions and, some of the sorts of scandals that are always bubbling along in politics with them.
Is Keir Starmer doubted by Labour because he presents himself as such a solid barrister or whatever he was in public life? Does he rattle the Labour vote because he doesn't look Labour?
Well, the complaint about Keir Starmer is that he is too much of a centrist. And this also is why Angela Rayner has come to play such an important role politically within the party, because she is much more on the left. So she does serve as a bridge between Keir Starmer and the further left reaches of the Labour Party. The issue is, though, that his centrism is the key to his success. And I've had this conversation with some of my own friends who are much further to the political left, who are complaining that Starmer isn't liberal enough. And I say, well, that's why he's so far ahead in the polls. So I think that there is going to be this aspect within the Labour Party of having to reconcile themselves to the fact that it is kind of a centrist country, a centrist electorate. And so the left wing of the party will have to prepare itself for some disappointments because that's how Labour has to govern if they want to maintain electoral support.
All right, let's go to the part of the Labour Party that was venomous just a few years ago. I read that when you say Angela Rayner keeps contact with the left of the party, that includes Mr. Coburn, if I understand correctly, Jeremy Corbyn. Is that an acceptable part of the Labour Party for the electorate?
Well, no, and I think that certainly one of Keir Starmer's most important moves has actually been to banish Jeremy Corbyn from the party. So Corbyn will not be allowed to run under the Labour banner at the next parliamentary election. I think that certainly they understand, though, that you do need, there was a faction of the Labour Party that economically and culturally is to the left, but was not as far left as Jeremy Corbyn or his inner circle, who were very radical, even in the context of British or European politics. So I think that part of what Keir Starmer is trying to do now that he's the Labour leader is bring along that tranche of the Labour electorate that is not completely out in the stratosphere somewhere or floating around in outer space, that is actually within Earth's orbit, but is just a bit further to the left of the mainstream, and find ways that you can accommodate those voters within a big tent Labour coalition. And that is part of the role that politicians like Angela Rayner and various others are playing within the party, to offer representation to that tranche of voters who are kind of, you could call them the sensible lefties, as opposed to the out in outer space lefties of the Corbyn wing.
Joe, you've seen her in action on television. Is she ready for prime time? Is she skilled on camera? 30 seconds.
I think that what's impressive about the current crop of Labour leaders is that they all seem to be ready for prime time and do pretty well in front of the cameras. And I think that's a big part of the party's success right now. So you shouldn't assume that there's going to be some kind of spectacular meltdown in front of the cameras. If there's a meltdown, it'll be over something else.
Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writes political economics. He's in London, where Shakespeare is a woman? I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,